Well, thank you for joining us as we are journeying through the Bible. Today we come to Genesis chapter 19, verses 4 through 8. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out so that we can have sex with them." Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him and said, "No, no, my friends, don't do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man. Let me bring them out to you and you can do what you like with them. But don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof." Well, I got to tell you, the events of this passage are disconcerting, aren't they? Persistent on their perversion, the men of Sodom, young and old, perversion is not age dependent. These men demanded that Lot share his friends in an unimaginable response, just unimaginable. Lot offers his daughters instead. Many commentators suggest Lot's proposal was due to the high regard for hospitality in his day. Note Lot's comment regarding his guests, "For they have come under the protection of my roof," he said. But even with that explanation, the offer is still unthinkable. It is despicable. You see, the problem was not Lot in the midst of Sodom's culture, but rather Sodom's culture in the midst of Lot's heart. Years earlier, Lot had traveled with Abraham, his uncle, and when their flocks grew large, they decided to split up. Abraham graciously gave Lot the first choice of the land on which to settle, and Lot chose the well-watered, fertile ground where his livestock would thrive. Scripture says he pitched his tents near Sodom. There was, however, one major problem. The men of Sodom, Scripture says, were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. You see, Lot was willing to place himself and his family in an ungodly and unhealthy environment in order to prosper. How about you? Where are your tents pitched? What are you willing to concede for your flocks to thrive? You know, too many people are willing to compromise their reputation, their marriage, their family, for the sake of power and possessions. It's sad, isn't it? It's sad how the culture can get inside a person and harden his heart. It's sad how the hardened heart can rationalize ungodly stuff. It's sad, the price of compromise. Father, a life of compromise blinds us from the imminent dangers. Please open our eyes and let us see exactly where we have pitched our tents. Give us the courage to pull up stakes, if need be, and move to the place that is close to you. In Jesus' name, amen.